Hi, this is Malayan Verveer.
And this is Kim Azzarelli.
We are co-authors of the book, Fast Forward, How Women Can Achieve Power and Purpose.
And you're listening to Seneca Women, Conversations on Power and Purpose, brought to you by the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Welcome to this special edition of Seneca Women, Conversations on Power and Purpose. You know, during these difficult times, we're bringing you conversations with women and men leaders who are using their power for purpose. We're talking to leaders on the front lines of the coronavirus and trying to get perspectives from people who can share tips, resources, and inspiration. Today, we're talking to Malayan just to learn a little bit about what's going on from a global perspective for women in this moment. Malayan, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Kim. Obviously, we are going through unprecedented times right now, and it's one of those moments when we all need to come together, and we are coming together because it's a test of our resilience. And frankly, it's what we've always done. In the worst of times, we have managed to prevail. What I'm finding both at home and all over the world, of course, is that everyone is impacted, but women are disproportionately affected. We know that so many of them comprise the healthcare workers who are so critical right now, nurses, social workers, but also people who are doing the cleaning, being those assistants in the hospitals. They are critically on the front line, and we need to be thinking about them and helping them in all the ways we can. Of course, we're also experiencing a social and economic disruption in ways we probably never anticipated. We've got mothers, for the most part, often single moms bearing the brunt of caregiving at home. With so many schools closed or closing, they are feeling the impact and need to be caring for their families and also worrying about their parents, their elderly parents. And, you know, we've seen so many poignant photos of women going to assisted living spaces, not going inside because they don't want to create any health conditions that are worse by the hour, but they are often outside the window, often providing that kind of smile, the kinds of things that make a difference. And then, of course, there are the economic dislocations, which are very severe, and women bear the brunt of a lot of hourly wages, conditions. They are the workers, often with no paid leave of any kind. They are in the gig economy. They are in the retail stores. They are the waitresses in the restaurants, etc. So this is one of those times we all have to rally for each other. But women every place are really in many ways on those front lines.
And have you seen particular women stepping up to the challenge at hand? Any specific women come to mind?
Well, I'm inspired by so much these days because as tough as this is and such a time of stress and worry, you see people who are using their power for purpose, whatever their jobs are. You know, there was the other day I was watching Katie Porter, a congresswoman, as she was drilling one of the witnesses from CDC and HHS about free testing. And by the time she got through this period that was allotted to her, she had really gotten them to guarantee the fact that testing would indeed be free. And hopefully there'll be more and more of it available so that no American can worry about the cost when they need the test. And we know now with the legislation that's cleared the Congress, that's going to be guaranteed. So I think people are stepping up to the plate in all the ways they can, you know, whether it's for neighbors, whether it's what they can do to keep restaurants going or provide resources to people in great need right now. There are myriad ways, and all of those ways just make us feel this sense of community, disrupted as it is, but that sense of community, that sense of belonging, that sense that we're all in this together.
We'll be back after this break. Are there specific nonprofits or community groups right now that you feel could use our listeners' support?
I think certainly there are many, and we really need to work with them and support them in any ways we can. I think the food shortages right now are a critical element. So the local food banks, Meals on Wheels, Feeding America, No Hungry Kids, they're just a number of them, and I think each of us knows in our own community those that are really out there doing that heavy lifting right now to make sure that the conditions that are what they are not being compounded by hunger and desperation. Homeless shelters need help. The elderly need help. And there are special funds that are being set up, disaster philanthropy funds that one can find on the website. And they are aligning philanthropists with nonprofit organizations who really need help right now in some of those epicenters of the most difficult needs. So yes, it's a time for all of us. And one of the things many of us can do is support those critical organizations right now.
So, I mean, everybody wants to try to use their power for purpose. And we've talked with some experts who talk about how actually being helpful in this moment is not just helping the community, it's helping yourself. It's truly a remedy for everything. For our listeners who want to do something from home, what can people do?
Well, I think they can go up on their website and make a contribution. The most important thing they can do is ensure that they're practicing all the good habits we've heard about that we can all repeat over and over in terms of hand washing and keeping our distance, making sure our children are not out congregating with others. There's been an issue in recent days about college students who have been, having fun together at this critical moment. We really have to make sure that nobody is doing anything that will harm the other. And I think that while many are asymptomatic, they could well be carriers of the virus, and that will put so many others at risk. So think about others. I think that's the most important thing we can do at home, within our own families, in our neighborhoods, who's alone, who's elderly, how might we help them, charitable giving. These are the kinds of things I think that can happen even from our own dwelling places today, as many of us are in self-isolation.
You are the first global ambassador for women, and so you've traveled all over the world to war-torn countries. Obviously, you lead much of the women, peace, and security efforts around the world. So you've seen the resilience of women in very difficult situations. What can we learn from that?
Well, I think we can learn that it's inside all of us. I have seen people in the worst of circumstances, unspeakable circumstances, stay at it, find something deep inside of them that enables them to overcome and be resilient. And I think in many ways that's been the story of our country, that in the worst of times, I can remember my own parents talking about what it was like after World War II. This is one of those unprecedented times in history, and others have gone through it. We're now going through it, and I think we know that we will find the strength, we will find the courage. We need not make fear be our companion. As a president once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and that's what I've learned from so many in terrible circumstances. Do the best you can. We will all prevail in this, but we need each other. Even at a time when we're being isolated, we need each other.
Thank you, Milan, so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to hear from
Thank
you.
Thank you, Kim. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Seneca Women, conversations on power and purpose. Brought to you by the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio, with support from founding partner P&G. Listen to Seneca Women Conversations on Power and Purpose on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And please support this podcast by telling your friends, subscribing, and rating us. For more information on Seneca Women, follow us on social media, visit our website, senecawomen.com, and check out the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Have a great day.